Thanks so much. Hi, everybody. It's Phil Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. Welcome to the Friday edition of our show. We're at 312-981-7200. We would love to hear from you by text or by phone. Both Wendy and I are very excited for several reasons. Reason number one is we are now the official station of your Chicago White Sox.
Woo! All you got to do is hear this and it gets me riled. It gets me excited, ready for some great baseball.
It's right around the corner, Wendy. The other reason we're excited is we tried to do this yesterday. It didn't work out. The president made a speech. Today's the day we finally get to meet our friend Ed Farmer. Ed, how are you?
I'm well. It's warm here in California.
Well, it is so nice to talk to you again, sir. I am very excited.
Please, not sir. You can call me Ed or Farmio, either one. That's what the kids call me.
Two options, Wendy.
All right, Farmio. Yeah. It is so nice to talk to you again. I am so excited about my Chicago White Sox.
Absolutely, and we're going to see what they've got. You know, you talk about the best farm system. That's what they're saying on Major League Baseball Network at times this year. You want to see these kids. We saw them at Sox Fest a couple weeks ago. They're all great guys. They're all great guys. And, you know, we're standing up as they introduced to Darren Jackson, my partner and I, first. And then they start parading out the young pitchers. And I go, he throws 100. He throws 100. He throws 103. He throws, you got Birdie from Downers Grove, a Chicago kid. You got Kopech. I mean, you've got Giolito coming back. You got Ronaldo Lopez. I mean, these are great things. If five of these 13 players pan out, and I hope it's more, half your team is going to be really good. Five or six players of the 13. If all 13 do, start printing the tickets for postseason.
Ed, do you think they did, and when I say they, I of course mean the White Sox, did the White Sox follow a little bit of the blueprint of what the Cubs did a few years ago and just say, we've got to blow this up and start over?
I think that's a great question. I think they did. I think everybody is starting to do that because you figured it out or they have in front offices, especially with Kenny Williams. He's done a great job, and Rick Hahn, our general manager, to figure it out. Do we want to play 500 baseball? Do we want to go to the next level? Well, then we're going to have to move off some things. We traded a lot of guys last year, as you both know.
Sure.
And we got talent back. That talent played very well in the second half. The last 6 weeks of the season, we played great baseball. So we're looking for that to continue this year. And hopefully we're going to play. You know, there's talk in the camp now. Miguel Gonzalez is one of the starting pitchers. He said, we're going to sneak up on people. You may not be sneaking up on him. I mean, we got a young kid at second base, Moncada. I said, give him Gold Glove last year, way he played. I mean, we had a shift on, and he was, you know, pulled over to the right side towards the first baseman Abreu, and Anderson, the shortstop, was pulled over on the first base side of second, and there was a ball off a left-handed batter chopped to short. Moncada ran past Anderson, grabbed it, and threw over his shoulder without looking and got the base runner by an eyelash. And then the very next pitch was a bunt past the mound. He comes in, almost falls down, flips the ball with his glove backwards, not even looking, and gets both of them. And I said on the radio, give him the Gold Glove now. Those are two of the most diverse clips that I've ever seen. And they're on back-to-back pitches. So that's what's coming, and hopefully we're going to see a test of that at times during the spring. Those guys naturally won't be making the big league team, but some guys may push their way on that team this spring.
I got to tell you something, Ed. You know, I've been a Sox fan my whole life because that's what my grandfather was. He sat there on his little black and white TV when Harry Carey was announcing the game. You could barely see the picture. And I just feel, being a Sox fan, it's about, I think this is a great pairing. Bill and I were talking about this yesterday. The White Sox need to be shown a little love. There are two teams in this city, not one.
Well, the Cubs play so great. I worked with Theo Epstein at Boston, at Baltimore, before he went on to San Diego and Boston with Larry Lucchino, the owner of the Orioles, and then with John Henry, the Red Sox in Boston. And he did a great job over there. He's done a great job with the Cubs. Do we want to mirror that? We want to play the Cubs, and we hope they win, and we hope we win, and we hope we beat the Cubs when we play them. I mean, I grew up as a White Sox fan. My mom walked me into Comiskey Park with my two brothers, Dan and Tom, and I was 5'1" and 5 years old. And I walked up the back stairs behind the old plate, and I go, I'd never been in a closed stadium. And I went, Mom, there's a baseball field inside this building. I got to play here someday. This is great. He goes, Edward, you are if you're good enough. It's been my address almost my whole life.
And then, Ed, when you put on a White Sox uniform and you would go to the mound, did you just have to pinch yourself? Did you go, look at the way my life has turned out. As a kid, I dreamt of this, and here it is really happening.
Making the All-Star team with the White Sox in 1980, leading the league in saves when I went, I was at 17 saves and I was 6-1. And I pitched the fifth inning at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. And I made the journey back that night back to Chicago, and I showed up the next day at Comiskey Park at 11 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning. Tony La Russa was manager, and he goes, what are you doing? I said, well, we've got a workout. He goes, that was for everyone who didn't make the All-Star team.
Wow.
I said, well, I just wanted to come in and thank everybody for getting me the All-Star team, 24 other players on the team, and the coaches and manager.
Yeah.
And that's what it means to me. I love it when the White Sox win. At times people say to me, I knew we were losing when you were talking because you weren't happy. I'm not going to sugarcoat things on the radio, as
right.
You guys both know.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, this isn't White Sox baseball, and we need to play better. But I'm not going to get on an athlete. I know how tough it is. But playing for a hometown team, you can't get any better than that.
Right.
You can't get any better than that. None. It's been a wonderful thing for me. I mean, it's tremendous.
Yep.
We are so excited. And how's your health, Ed? Are you doing okay?
Well, I'm 22 years post-transplant. My
Look
brother
at that.
John gave me a kidney 22 years ago. I'm studying stem cells whenever we go to Boston at Harvard. They've allowed me to come in the lab there and look at some things and do some things. They'd like me to come more often. I don't know why.
They like you, maybe?
I guess. And my health is great. I'm looking forward to next Friday as we open the spring season on 720 AM WTN Radio.
Woo!
This is huge for everybody. We go all over the United States, as you two know.
Yep.
I mean, it's a tremendous marriage between the two. As Todd Manley said, he goes, we love being with the White Sox. Well, there's a mutual aspiration. There's a mutual affection there between the two of us. We love you guys at WGN. I grew up as a WGN watcher. I still watch it on cable in California here. And I'm looking forward to Weather Day with Tom Skilling goes out to the ballpark.
Excellent.
You know, I was thinking yesterday, you guys should come out to the morning show one or two days, whenever you want, you can come to the booth. But, I mean, we should do a morning show there while we're playing an afternoon game.
Absolutely.
But opening day is April 5th.
Let's put that on our calendar. All the shows should go out there.
It's guaranteed rate. It's at 3 o'clock. And I know we're going to have a lot of things going on, but WGN in our booth, we want to hang that banner right outside that booth.
Oh, we would love that.
WGN on it.
We would love that.
Sure.
Ed, when I was a kid, I was at a game. We were very fortunate. We had season tickets, and you know, some games were better than others, but you were part of one of the strangest plays I ever saw in my life. I think you know what's coming, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Al Collins hits a ground ball, but instead of running to first base, he runs to you on the pitcher's mound and starts punching you. What happened?
Well, he didn't make any contact. What happened was Todd Cruz caught the ball at shortstop,
mm-hmm.
and I turned around, and we were playing the Tigers. I had broken his jaw in three places when he was at Kansas City. And I did not hit him on purpose. I hit other guys on purpose. We hit one of our guys, but not him.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Cruz hesitated. I said, throw it. This guy can fly. And he threw it. He goes, look out. Well, I saw him coming out of the corner of my right eye because I was turning around. I tried to hit him with my elbow coming up in the face.
Yeah.
And I missed him. And he reached around and put his pinky finger in my nose. And there was a brawl on the field, and about you know, I don't know the year. It might have been the next year, or even later that season. I bought the lineup card. I was bringing the lineup card up in different cities because we were on a winning streak of four or five games. We were in Detroit. I bought the lineup card, and they sent out Al Collins.
Oh.
And we shook hands on the plate, and Yeah.
All is forgiven?
That's a great thing. Yeah, I mean, I never hit him on purpose. He got caught what they call peeking. He called timeout and looked to see where the catcher was throwing, and Jim Sundberg was catching me. And I happened to change the area I was going to throw the fastball, and I went from away to in. And he went out to get the ball in the outside corner and broke his jaw.
Yeah. Well, I just remember everybody.
Not a pretty sight either.
No. Everybody we were sitting with said, you know, you see a play and a guy hits a ground ball and you expect him to run to first and he was running at you on the pitcher's mound. I can't even imagine what it must have been like for you to see that.
I thought we were playing that game one-eyed cat where we have three or four players. You hit the ball and the batter runs across the mound to second base rather than the
right.
first.
I know that game.
Back to all. But yeah, it was amazing. Those things, you know, you mark them down in time, but... yeah, well, it was nice to shake his hand.
And, oh, good.
Say, yeah, I'm sorry for what happened. It wasn't intentional. And
nice.
Came to an agreement, yeah.
All right, well,
we're looking forward to next Friday, aren't we?
Yes, we sure are, Ed. We just wanted to personally welcome you, say hi to DJ for us, and
we
look forward to a great season.
You guys make your way to our booth anytime you want.
Thank you.
You'll see control chaos up there. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you Friday. It's the White Sox and Dodgers from Canalback Ranch next Friday, 2:10 Chicago time on WGN Radio.
How's that sound?
That sounds beautiful.
We never stop believing.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week from Glendale's Canalback Ranch.
You got it, Ed. Take care.
Isn't he awesome?
Ed Farmer, everybody. The voice of the Chicago White Sox.
Don't you hear the song and think of the White Sox
immediately?
Completely?
Every time.
2005, yep. All the team members singing along with Steve Perry.
Mm-hmm. Some better than others.
Yeah, Steve Perry was probably one of the worst.
I was going to say some better than Perry.
Yeah, right. That's true.
Right. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. It's Bill F., it's Wendy Snyder, and it's WGN.